All right, here we go. On sports, here we go. Hey, Mike, how are you doing this morning?
I'm good.
You still above water down there?
I don't know. I didn't open the door yet.
That's right. Boy, we've just been getting a ton. My house sits down from the road, and the road was just paved about 2 years ago. And since then, just a lot of water has been pouring in. There's easily a puddle that's about 7 feet by 6 feet that's about 2 feet deep and growing as we speak in front of my house.
I know I lost power during the night, and I thought it was, for a while, I thought it was Saturday. I'm like, wait a minute, today's Friday, I got to get up.
You know, it's funny you say that. I didn't lose power, but I woke up this morning. I normally get up at right on the dot at 3:30. I woke up at like 2:15, and I honestly, God, thought it was Saturday. Thank God I reawoke.
Wait a minute. No, I got school today.
I have to have a tooth pulled today.
You're dreading this.
It's a tooth that broke off below the gum line.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, I'm not looking forward to it.
I got one that's cracked in half, and half of it's gone, and I just keep putting it off. I'm going to have to get it done.
Well, yeah, this one's gone too far. So, all right. Well, speaking about gone too far, where do you want to start off in sports? You want to start off with the NFL picks?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
A lot of crazy games this week. Yeah, go either way.
There are a lot of crazy games this week. The first game on Saturday is Washington versus Tennessee.
And that's an easy one.
Yeah, I've got to take Tennessee.
Same here.
Okay, so mark that down. Then the next game on Saturday, which we both pick, and then we'll pick three on Sunday, the Ravens at the Chargers. That's interesting. The Ravens are actually playing pretty good football right now. And you know my disdain for the quarterback of the Chargers, so I'll go with the Ravens.
I took the Chargers because they just won a big game.
Yeah.
And Baltimore's on the road. I'm going with the Chargers, but that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
All right. There's lots of good games. I don't know if they're good games, but they
appear to be good.
Interesting games on the course of the weekend. But I'm going to go with the standard lock. I'm going to take the Patriots over the Bills because I want to get at least one win.
Okay.
I'm going to take the I'm going to take the Eagles over the Texans.
Yeah, that's one of them could go either way games.
Yep.
You find out if the Eagles are for real or not.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Eagles over the Texans, and I'm going to take the Bears over the 49ers.
Okay, we only have one the same. That's the Bears over the 49ers. I was going to take New England over Buffalo, but I put the Bears in instead. I'm taking the Saints over Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh still doesn't impress me. They're going to New Orleans, and New Orleans wins home field advantage with a win and this weekend throughout the playoffs. And the Colts over the Giants. I just think that the Giants are done. They're mailing it in with a Christmas stamp for the last 2 weeks. So Saints, Colts, and Bears are my three picks.
And the Sunday night game actually looks pretty good, the Chiefs and the Seahawks.
Yeah, you know what, though? I would flex that game out. I would put Pittsburgh, New Orleans for the night game.
Yeah, you're right. That's because that's also a real good game, yeah.
I would flex that one out. But the Seattle-Kansas City game is a pretty good game, too.
Yep. All right. So, well, we'll see what happens, and we'll see what happens from there on. All right. So, Manny Machado this time went to Philadelphia, the final stop on his tour of teams.
You know, I don't get this tour stuff.
I know.
You know who's involved. You speak to the GM. Here's my deal. You speak to the other GM. Here's my deal. You speak to whoever the GMs are, and you pick who you're going with. What is this tour thing? What do they want to make you a custom built locker, or you played in all of these stadiums? What the heck's the big deal?
Yeah, no, I agree.
Where
with
do you
that.
Want to play?
I agree with you. It's foolish.
You know who started all this?
Yeah,
LeBron James.
Well, no, I think Reggie Jackson started.
No,
that's right. Yeah, you're right.
He didn't go on these tours.
No, he just
when
signed.
He went from the Orioles to the Angels to the Yankees, he didn't go on tours. You just picked up the paper the next day and you saw Reggie Jackson was
you're
playing
right.
here. He was playing there. That's all it was. These tours started with LeBron James.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
The tour. Get lost with the tour. Who you want to play for, punk? That's all. Whose money are you going to steal?
Pretty amazing.
Where's he going next?
I think that's it.
Now he's finally done?
Yeah.
It's like you know, the Santa Claus tour. Where's he going to end?
Now, is there any racing this weekend?
We got a race, I mean, down at Gulfstream. And believe it or not, this weather's affected down there, too. It's been raining down there well. They got one stake tomorrow. I'm going to go with a race before the stake, though. It's an allowance turf race, which is a pretty optional claimer, actually. It's a pretty good race. One horse I'm looking at in this race, and if you're a Family Guy or American Dad fan, you're going to recognize the name. This horse's name is Krampus.
Okay.
This horse is 1-for-2 over Gulfstream. He's sitting real good on top of this race for Billy Mott. Coming out of a mile and an eighth race in mid-October at Keeneland, he's working out really good at Payson Park. He's got a 6-to-1 morning line. I just think the mile distance is going to be perfect for this horse, the way the track's been playing down there, and the rail at the middle distance of 60 feet. So my top pick in there is going to be the 3, Krampus. Horse coming off an extremely long layoff since October of 2017, the 10 horse, Bricks and Mortar, trade by Chad Brown. This horse looked really, really good when he was a three-year-old in 2017. Obviously, something went wrong with the horse. He's bringing him back in this spot to set him up for the big stakes down in Florida throughout the winter. So this is his coming-out party. If he's anything close to what he was before, he'll be right there. He'll probably be the favorite. You'll have no value. I don't like taking favorites in races coming, horses coming off races off of a 12-month to 14-month layoff. But I'll use him in my exacta. But the 3-horse Krampus will be my top pick in the 9th at Gulfstream tomorrow. The 10th race is the stake. It's the Mr. Prospector. This used to be run in January when Gulfstream used to be Gulfstream. 7 furlongs on the dirt. Draws a pretty decent field of 11 horses in here. 2 horses I'm looking at. One is going to be the favorite, the 8 Uno Mas Modelo. This horse has been running in some decent middle stakes races. He's 2-for-3 at Gulfstream, 2-for-2 in his last 2. You're not going to get a lot of value for this horse. I think he's going to be a little bit lower than his morning line of 2-to-1, but I think he's a must-use in this race because he's a closer in a race that's full of speed. And unless the track gets really speed conducive, which it hasn't been, I think Uno Mas Modelo has a chance of getting being run down. The horse I like to run him down is the 7 Wild Shot, trained by George Arnold. This horse came off one of those long layoffs, ran at the end of November at Churchill Downs, ran a nice second off the layoff. He's training really good over a deep training track at Palm Beach Downs. I think all systems are go. And the 10-to-1 morning line can help you with your Christmas presents this weekend. So my top pick in the Mr. Prospector is going to be the 7 Wild Shot, and I'm going to use the likely favorite Uno Mas Modelo in my exacta tomorrow.
All right. Well, that'll wrap it up, I guess. Now, are you going to be with us?
We got more sports tomorrow. Good game. I'm looking forward to is the Kentucky North Carolina game at 5:00 tomorrow. See how Kentucky progresses. Last time they played a semi-decent team in Seton Hall, they got beat. See if Calipari. This is what happens with Calipari's teams every year. They come out of the box, they come out slow, they get beat. The kids learn, and they become a really, really good tested championship caliber team by the time the tournament runs around. So this is going to be a good measuring stick for them. Carolina's coming off a big win off of Gonzaga. So it's a big game for Kentucky, it's a big game for Carolina, and it's a good way to spend the Saturday afternoon.
All right, Mike, we'll speak to you on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be here Monday.
All right. Have a good weekend.
You too, guys. Stay dry.
Bye-bye. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.